Can he get the shot away? He does, and he scores. What a goal that is by the Blades. A great finish there by McNulty. It is Sheffield United 2, Mansfield Town 1.
Ball in by Sheffield United. Glanced on here, and it's an own goal. It's Winston Reid who deflects it into his own goal. West Ham 1, Sheffield United 1.
£12 million. Enner Valencia steps forward to take West Ham's fifth penalty. If he misses, the Blades will have a kick to win it. Right-footed save by Howard. Enner Valencia has missed his penalty. Michael Doyle to send Sheffield United through, and he does. Michael Doyle sends Jussi Jäskeläinen the wrong way. It's another bit of cup magic from Nigel Clough.
He puts a good ball in there, and there's a header, and it's in. It's an early goal, and it is Michael Higden who has got it. And Sheffield United lead here at the Matchroom Stadium. They're in the hat for the next round. They have won by a goal to nil here. And it's in, and the Blades are back level. And it's Michael Higden who heads it home with 4.5 minutes to play in the League Cup fourth round. And it comes then, the goalkeeper's come, though he's allowed to bounce, and the Blades have scored, and it's Michael Higden. He's scored two from the bench to send Sheffield United into the quarterfinals of the League Cup. It's the MK Dons 1, Sheffield United 2.
Get in!
Sheffield United's reward for beating MK Dons on Tuesday in the League Cup is a quarterfinal against Southampton at Bramall Lane.
On your day, every team in a one-off cup game, every team's beatable. It'll take a set of circumstances all to go in our favour, and a break as well, which we think we're about due on.
Carl Schopp beats Michael, and Shane Long has his first Premier League goal for Southampton.
Wanyama tries to shoot from distance. Oh, we've had another remarkable start to a game. Victor Wanyama has scored for Southampton from 40 yards out. Drills it. Oh, my word. You do not see many of them in a season. Very, very special. Arsenal 1, Southampton 2.
We will be supported for more than 5,000 fans from Southampton, and that's an important to know for the players, because we play for something, we play for semi-final.
I hope we're not too nervous, too eager. It's teams like this, you pay them a little bit of respect because you're aware of what they can do, but not too much.
There's just something special about this place, this ground, this club, and a big cup night like this. We saw it last season, we're seeing it this year. Sheffield United free kick, Harris is going to blast it, and it's scrambled into the goal! And Sheffield United have scored at Bramall Lane! The stadium explodes, and the Blades edge closer to a League Cup semi-final! It's spilled over the line, and I think it may have been Mark McNulty who finished it off. Nigel Clough is doing it again in the cup for Sheffield United. It is the Blades 1, Premier League Southampton 0.
And they're only going to get one more chance.
Forster will drive the ball high upfield from the free kick. The referee calls full time. Sheffield United are through to the League Cup semi-finals. They've taken another Premier League scalp. Southampton beaten fairly and squarely on the night. Mark McNulty is the goal-scoring hero on the line. But to a man, they've performed superbly. Sheffield United will head through to a two-legged semi-final on what has been another special, special night at Bramall Lane.
Yeah, that was a stunning performance. We haven't really been in any trouble, yes. Of course, we're not always used to it, although in saying that, we should be used to it in the cup. But we weren't in any trouble tonight whatsoever. They've never really looked a threat. I think Mark Howard made one save down to his right with his leg. Apart from that, I can't really think of anything. But more importantly, we've matched the team tonight. All right, people said to me before the game, when I was kindly invited over to the Tony Curry suite and had a bite to eat with him, people said, you know, yes, we're getting them at the right time, they're on a bit of a bad run. They've lost four games, they should have beaten Manchester United, they were very, very unlucky not to. And we've outplayed that team. We've outfought them, first class, from start to finish. Close people down, never let them settle, and it's a nice little huddle that they've got. That's great. Well done.
Mark, just how good was it to score the winning goal to take Sheffield United through to the semi-finals of the League Cup?
Unbelievable. Words can't describe, really. It was a great feeling. The fans were brilliant. They were sort of that extra man for us. It's just surreal, really. Still lost for words at the minute.
I guess your eyes lit up when you just saw that ball squirming towards the line.
Yeah, definitely. As a striker, you should be alive in the box all the time. Bob Parris has caught it sweet and keeper's parried it to the side, and I've just been there, obviously, to tap it and being a striker.
Tell us about those scenes in front of the Cop End with your teammates, with the fans.
It's incredible. You've really got to be here to understand what it's like. It is like an extra man when we're shooting down into the goals, and teams just get sucked in, and it really helps the boys a lot.
You played a key role in beating West Ham in an earlier round as well, leading the line up top. Just how tough is it to play that role, and how much of a sense of accomplishment is it to also get the goal?
Obviously, as a striker, sometimes you've got to play up there on your own. It's difficult. That's part of my job, is being a striker and having to play that role. So do it to the best I can. As a striker, you want to score, and getting the goal of the night was extra special.
I'm sure you're aware that the club got to the FA Cup semi-finals last year. There's just something about this place at the moment, isn't there, with this group of players and with Nigel Clough?
Yeah, definitely. Last year they went on a great run, and obviously there was a sense of belief that they could do it again this year, and I think it's shown on the pitch.
Is there a belief that you could even get to the final? I mean, we saw Bradford City do it a couple of seasons ago. Do the players really believe that you can go further in this competition?
Yeah, of course they do. They came out tonight knowing that Southampton are a very, very good side. They've been doing very well in the Premiership, but the boys have got to believe in themselves mainly first when they step out on that pitch, and I think that's shown tonight. We went out there and we got in their faces and we attacked, and I think it's paid off. I've got the result.
Do you think the key is to beating teams like Southampton, West Ham, and we talked about the cup success last year as well? What is the key for a League One side to be knocking out Premier League sides?
I think for ourselves, there's obviously a lot of talented boys in there. It's a good squad, but hard work. I think in League One especially, as mostly you'll get teams as they're all honest boys, and they'll give you 110% every week. And I think that's what the boys have came out here and done tonight. And maybe some people have bad games some week, but like I say, they'll give you nothing less than 110%.
Nigel, another night of cup magic. Just how good was that this evening?
I thought it was a remarkable evening and performance by the players. I thought over the course of the game, we've had some special, I think, nights and days in the last 12 months in the cups, but I think this is up there.
You were the best team, weren't you?
Yeah, I thought so. I thought we created the better chances. Lads are a little bit disappointed we didn't get a second goal, and we would have just eased that last few minutes, but we had the chances to do that. Good saves by the goalkeeper. Better finishing at times, but yeah, I thought we deserved the victory.
Just how well did you handle being a goal up as well?
Yeah, we don't sit back, but you know, they are obviously going to have a little spell and have a go at us when they're 1-0 down. They've got 20 minutes or 25 to go. So we get in there, we get organised, and then we try and hit them on the break. But the biggest thing is we're still positive. When we get the ball, we're still looking to score a second goal, which we were all throughout the second half.
This is some place, isn't it, when you have a magic cup night like this, that when the goal went in, incredible scenes.
It is. Just talking to Sammy Lee, you know, afterwards, I know from the Liverpool days and everything, he said, as a player, you never really look forward to coming and playing here. You know, we talked about that a year or so ago. It's one of those places where when the crowd get behind them, and everything, it is a special atmosphere. We've got 22,000 in tonight. Southampton fans made it as well, a good atmosphere. But I'm delighted we've sent our supporters home happy.
There aren't many clubs who play in League One who can say they've played in an FA Cup semi-final and will now play in a League Cup semi-final, are there?
It is, it's incredible. It's been within the space of, what, 6-7 months or something like that, 8 months. It's been an incredible run in the Cups. We might try and replicate some of it in the league if we can. But I think we've played similar to that in the league at times, not had a break. A goal's gone in off somebody's bit of bad luck here or there, but everything went for us tonight, but it was deserved.
I know you don't like to compare, but is this an even greater achievement given that you've not just knocked out a couple of Premier League teams this time, you've knocked out two of them in-form teams, West Ham and Southampton?
I think tonight especially, I think we caught for West Ham, they weren't playing brilliantly and bested a couple of players. That's the best team I think they could put out tonight. And I think when you put in context what we had out there tonight as well, we had a right winger playing at right back, midfielder in the centre half, Chris Basham. Jay's really a left back playing centre half. 17-year-old in midfield with Flo, who's been out 12 months. Two lads from Ilkeston coming off the bench. Put all that into the mix, and it makes it even more remarkable.
What does that say about not just those players, but this squad?
This is the belief that we've got, and they're improving, and we need to be patient. Our aim this season is to get promotion, without a doubt, if we can with the automatic. However, we want to get promotion, but nights like this are going to help. And also, we have to give the lads time to develop.
Lewis Reed, as you mentioned, 17, and just didn't look daunted at all by the situation, and neither did Shea Adams, really, when he came on.
No, and when you think that's his first game, 4-5 weeks ago, you know, he was playing for Ilkeston in front of a couple of hundred people. But we think they've got good big futures ahead of them. And the experience, even if we'd lost tonight, the experience that they would have got would have benefited them down the line.
I know it's maybe one of the easier goals he's going to score in his career, but Mark McNulty's scored some big goals for this year, hasn't he?
He has, and don't forget Michael Higden didn't get on tonight, not being a supporter's favourite. His goals got us here in the first place, at Orient and at MK Dons in the last 5 minutes, so he didn't manage to get on tonight, but we need all our strikers, you know, to weigh in, and that's where goal scorers, you know, a yard out, that's where you earn your money.
I know we've asked you so many times, how have you managed to do it? I mean, in a year to have all the cup success you've had, you've said, well, it's just because we treat every game the same. But there must be something within this group in particular that you've seen in the last year which you can pinpoint, well, that is why we're doing this.
No, there isn't anything in particular. I don't think we're daunted by it. I don't think we're frightened of playing anybody, and whoever we get is going to be, I presume, a big team in the semi-final. I don't think we'll fear anybody in the right way. I think we give teams respect, but I just think we look forward to them and having a go at them.
How much do you enjoy giving something back to these fans? It's not been a great time since they got relegated from the Premier League all those years ago, and then they're stuck in League One, but to give them these two cup runs must mean a lot.
It does. I think the league's a slog, you know, it's 46 games, and I think that the real highlights sometimes in a season can come from the cups. That's why we don't disregard them at all. And nights like this, I hope they're talking about, you know, for some time to come, and, you know, trips to Wembley against Hull, two-legged semi-final, could be against Chelsea, Liverpool, Tottenham, Newcastle, even Bournemouth, you know. They're going to be a special night, so we're delighted for everybody. And we also were conscious that we're a week or so before Christmas. We had a lot of home games, the expense that people have had to endure, you know, and we appreciate every single one of them coming tonight.
Just 2 years since Bradford made the final of this competition. Do you believe you can do it?
Yeah, we always believe we can do it. It's going to be incredibly difficult with the teams left in, but why not? I don't know when the semi-final is. We've got three league games before the FA Cup. I think it's more important that we get some points in there. It's going to cause us problems in the fixtures, I think. Fitting a two-legged semi in, midweek games, we'll need to get a couple of players in January just to bolster the squad.
Spent a lot of time talking last year about how much that cup run helped the league. Do you think it's going to have the same impact this time?
Hope so. It'd be nice if it can galvanise us. I don't think we really need too much galvanising. I don't think we're far away at all. And I think if we can get our first choice team out there in the league, Chris O'Grady especially, I think we'll hope we can challenge the top two. That's our aim.